Biden's Border Patrol Chief, "We are doing very well amid invasion." By Neil Monroe on August 22, 2022. The Chief of President Joe Biden's Border Patrol Force says we're doing very well, as more than 2 million wage-lowering migrants flood across the border. But the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency can also deliver yet more migrants into American workplaces, CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus told CBS on August 18. "I think we have the ability, and we've already shown it, to deal with even large numbers of migrants in an orderly, compassionate and effective manner," he said, "without making any commitment to deport or block any migrants." People keep calling the Biden border policy a failure when in reality this is exactly what Biden wants, said Andrew Arthur, a former immigration lawyer who works with the Center for Immigration Studies. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden's migration is an invasion, according to a poll commissioned by the left-of-center, taxpayer-supported National Public Radio, NPR. That majority includes 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, 40% of Democrats, and 47% of Hispanics. Magnus suggested that he is not trying to keep the world's migrants out of the United States. "Our goal certainly is to be able to process all vulnerable populations in a fair and equitable way," he said. He lamented the return of any migrants to Mexico. "One of the things that I think can't be denied is that conditions are very, very difficult for the individuals who are returned to Mexico. We know that some of the shelters, some of the other places where migrants find themselves waiting, are not great for families and children." When asked if the inflow numbers will decline in the next year, Magnus evaded, "I'm not sure we'll know for sure. But we'll see over time," he said. Magnus congratulated himself for doing very well on August 18, just as an Ipsos poll was released showing that most Americans say the country is being invaded on Magnus' watch. Since January 21, 2022, Magnus and his boss, the Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot Alejandro Mayorkas, have welcomed roughly 2.6 million migrants into the United States. The migrant inflow should hit 3 million by November. That total includes roughly 900,000 migrants who sneaked across the border while Biden's border agents were forced to process migrants for release into the U.S. Thousands of migrants have died on their way to Biden's welcome. "Those migrants are coming for jobs, so provide employers in sanctuary cities with imported populations of cheap, compliant, and powerless workers in a process that gradually replaces better paid, outspoken, and influential American families. The inflow is so huge that it has added roughly one migrant for every two Americans who turn 18. Magnus indicated that he, Biden, and Mayorkas simply do not want to stop the flow of wage-cutting foreign workers into Americans' workplaces. "I think all of us in law enforcement would like to see more legal pathways put in place for persons who are seeking to come into the country. We know there are people that are seeking employment. Actually, we have many jobs that are unfilled in this country. There certainly seems like there ought to be ways to put policy and law into place that would allow orderly processes for people who have been vetted and determined not to be a risk to come into the country to work, or under other appropriate circumstances. I think that's something we strongly support. We'd like to see people come legally through ports of entry, and we hope that there'll be more opportunities for migrants," he added. Extraction migration. "It is easier for government officials to grow the economy by immigration than to grow exports, productivity, or the birth rate. So the officials deliberately extract millions of migrants from poor countries and use them as workers, consumers, and renters. This extraction migration policy grows and skews the national economy. It shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of productivity-boosting technology. This migration policy also reduces exports by minimizing shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. This economic strategy is enthusiastically pushed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. But the progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration helps migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans, media businesses, and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by ignoring the pocketbook impact and by touting border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.